I don't really want to spend the time on cover songs, but people like that. So now I just got this idea of a medley because I like John Denver, and I thought rather than have to sing this one song or that, I don't need to do a whole song. Sometimes you just want to do a verse.
True.
You do a
very
few.
True.
So I was just playing around with it. So anyway, that's what I was doing, and I thought it'd be fun to share that with you. I don't even know if you remember all these songs, because I used to play them all in the 70s, you know. On the road of experience, I'm trying to find my own way. Sometimes I wish that I could fly away. On a cold and lonely night.
Love these songs.
Isn't it fun?
Nice.
Makes me feel like just playing outdoors.
Yeah. I was just picturing people listening to you and enjoying.
I just was having fun playing around with the textures and the different,
yes.
You know.
Yeah. Very important. Yeah. You know, it's fun to do that
fun.
By yourself, but at the same time, it is very productive.
I think it's productive doing this versus the recording stuff for now, you know, trying to fix everything.
Yeah.
Just to do this to get back to my
roots. To get back to your
to
roots and to remembering what it was about and not feeling helpless, like, oh, nothing is working.
Yeah. And I also notice I'm so quick to want to sing, but not so quick to want to listen and analyze. There's a lot of time involved in sitting back and listening to all the times you sing something three times and you have to listen to it three times.
Yeah.
Well, there's so much I don't understand. Like, I'll do a few vocals and I have to choose which one do you think is the best one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny how I'm certain that the last one I did is the best because I've done it three times. And then it turns out the first one was the best.
Yeah.
And that happens more often than not. And then I think, usually when I do the first one, it's crap. You know, I'm not really trying. Like, what happened? But what am I doing? Or sometimes the song feels really high, but at home it feels really low.
Yeah, that's,
I can't understand
the
key changes. Why? It's the same key. Why does it feel sometimes like it's so much? I think I was performing a song and I'm going, I capoed it on the second fret, but I sang it earlier. It was low.
It's like somebody's messing with you. I know.
Yeah, somebody's messing with my chords. Yeah.
I know. It's the weirdest thing. I know.
Okay, so
sometimes,
you did that.
Yeah, on occasion, okay. I'm like, are you in the right key? If someone's accompanying me, it's like, why does that feel so high? You know, it didn't feel high. And it's the weirdest thing someday.
Yes.
And, but the voice is so many different things, you know, going on physiologically.
And the pitchy thing, too. Why am I off pitch on the note, those notes? You know, I'm listening to it. Like, how did I miss it? It's really tough. It's frustrating. So frustrating. You're used to this. So do you have any tips for me or anything? I think I'm improving, but, you know.
I like where you are right now with the, like what you did today, enjoying it. And not just as a way of, you know, oh, I can't do anything about this, so I'm just going to play this song. Actually, validate this and say, this is very important. Get back in touch with my soul and what I'm doing this, and that I can control, that I have something to say. The big why, that's really important.
Okay.
I like the fact that you pulled out the song, the La 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 song.
Really?
That's so fresh.
You like that?
I do.
I always wonder about how do you write a song? And it's funny how, in this case, the music wrote the song. It's not the words. Sometimes there's songs you have words and you try to find music. This one, the music is the song. So now I have to find words for it.
Yeah. And you know what's really cool is you will.
I know I will, because when I wrote that song for my mom, I didn't spend I tried really hard. It's like they just spoke to me and it came out. It was like, you know.
It is like
just,
that, isn't
that.
It? And that's why I see you alone doing this song. And the, you know, and like, that's it.
But I keep thinking, when is the new one going to come? This is, to me, this is like new, but it's still a seed. I still have seeds. I don't think there's any more seeds left.
You keep saying that. You've been saying that for
that.
A long time.
You
sometimes I think that feeling that you get of hitting against the wall and, you know, I'm going nowhere.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is a wall, but it's not the wall we think it is. That wall of I'm doing the wrong thing. It's not that wall. It's the wall of time to push into a new area.
Actually, I got an image of climbing the wall, of like it makes you get better, go up.
Yeah.
You hit it and it's time to like work a little harder and go over it.
Yeah. And even expand, I'd say, in addition to that, to expand your definition of yourself musically. And I'm thinking that, you know, as I hear these songs, that, you know, the even though I know you say they're old.
Yeah.
They're old, but they're new at the same time. The opportunity that it presents to you is a new opportunity to me.
Okay.
Melodically, and then the other song, rhythmically, the La 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 song, you know, rhythmically, and to say something.
For me, it's intimidation, because I never thought of myself as a singer. I have feeling. And, you know, when you hear people like, even like you, that have a beautifully trained voice. I keep thinking I'll never, ever be that way. But people respond to my voice. And I'm actually starting to like it. So I'm beginning to have like two sides to me. One that's very not confident and very deprecating. And then the other part that's like, my voice is unique and no one else in the world has my voice. And I have a very special gift.
That's right.
And I have something to share and something to say.
That's right. That only you can.
That only I can say it my way.
That's right. You have the voice, you have that message, and technique is only part of it. And it really is just a tool to help us do the other thing. But the other thing is the most important thing. We use the technique as a tool for that,
okay.
Not the message to help us convey technique. That's been a painful thing for me at times, is like the pursuit of the technical thing, but then seeing somebody that can not have technique and walk up and just bring the room down.
Yes.
And it's always over the years, it's always slapped me back to, I need to always reach inside as a person to see what it is I have to say. It's always about that. And people respond to that. They're responding to what you have to say and how willing you are to be naked. How willing
yes.
you are to be emotionally vulnerable and naked. Expose yourself to them.